And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. By the way, does that irritate you when I start out low and I go, I'm just curious. Our devotional diamond of the day called Too Full. Too full. Just too full. Our second area is much tougher as we look at the soul of our nation. Ooh. I'm going to check out what the offering of lips means in Scripture and then close this hour out with today's Facebook post. How can this be His will?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. And oy vey. Way too much. Way too much. Just so much more. It's way too much. It'll be so too much, you won't believe how too much it is. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation except for drawing on a chalkboard. Can't stand that. Let's just talk about something else. And it's not professional radio. That ought to make it easy. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and then we're coming back.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A little bit of Billy Spoon on his new album, Pure Love. That's what you were hearing. Let me tell you right now what's going on. This segment brought to you by our great friend Sam Rasul, one of the top real estate agents in the country of the United States of America. Sam is a committed, Bible-believing, born-again Christian with a fantastic testimony as to what happened to him, especially being born Muslim and then making a decision for Jesus Christ. after he has a very interesting encounter with Dr. David Jeremiah. He loves to share that testimony. If you are a Bible study or a church and you want to hear a testimony that is mind-blowing, it won't scare you. It's not theologically, you know, like, oh, is it charismatic? Well, no, because he's shared it with Dr. David Jeremiah and Dr. David Jeremiah's church. I'm going to go with no. But it's cool. And cool is cool, no matter what your name is. So Sam shares that testimony, does it for free. So your Bible study, your church service, maybe it's a Sunday night service, he loves it. Give him a chance to share that. He does so. In the meantime, as he's doing real estate as one of the top 20 real estate agents in Southern California out of 26,000 of them, right? That's kind of at the top 1%. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that commission and gives it to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. Pretty good. Additionally, if you're selling your house and it needs work, he will forward up $25,000 for you to fix up your house so it can sell faster. He takes the money back out at the close of escrow, no interest charged. Pretty good. He'll come out and meet with you, not just to give you the comparables that everybody can give you by putting in a bunch of numbers, but he'll really check out the blood, sweat, and tears, the tender, loving care you put into the house. He'll give you a number, see if you guys are in agreement. If you are, great, you move forward. If not, he gives you the number, walks away, and just prays that the Lord blesses you. That's the kind of person you want to do business with. Sam Rasul at thinksam.com. Thinksam.com, 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. Thinksam.com. Big shout out to my good friend, Devin Berryhill, over at the San Diego Calvary Chapel. They're having their big breakfast a week from Saturday. It's called Men's Big Breakfast. That's how you know it's a big breakfast, because that's what they call it. See, if they called it Men's Small Breakfast, it would have been a small breakfast. But this is a Men's Big Breakfast. So you know it's a big breakfast. Starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday, February 18th. You sign up by going to calvarysandiego.com. Calvarysandiego.com. Mike Bucher is going to be there from Calvary Chapel, Cleveland. Yes, Ohio State, Ron, I know you're listening. Mike Payne from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, coming in. Wow, international worship leading. That's pretty cool. And then Mike McIntosh can be the featured speaker from Horizon Christian Fellowship. Pretty well known throughout the community. Check it out, calvarysandiego.com, February 18th, 8 a.m. Bing! Done. All right, let's get into our first DDD devotional, Diamond of the Day. What do we have? Do we have a sound for this one? We do. Let's play it. Let's go.
Pardonnez, monsieur. A wafer-thin mint. Bah. Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one. I'm full. Oh, sir, it's only a wafer-thin.
It's only a waffle thin mint. I'm full. All right, let's understand what this is about. Hosea 13, 5 through 6. If you think you got figured out, I'm just going to say no. Here we go. Hosea 13, 5 through 6. I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of drought, when they had pasture and they became satisfied. They were satisfied, and their hearts became proud, and they forgot me. This is a little indicator from Hosea the prophet to the people of Israel. He said, I knew you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. Have you ever felt like you were in the land of drought? Have you ever felt like you were in the wilderness? Have you ever felt like you were, somewhere between Egypt and the promised land? That's what we call the wilderness, right? So Egypt, kind of like the worst place you can be in bondage and slavery. Promised land, best place you can be. Land of, you know, milk and honey, fantastic. And so in between the one and the other is the wilderness. How many Christians find themselves in the wilderness? Well, I'm not actually in the promised land, but it's not as bad as it was, but it is pretty bad, and I'm not sure, and I see a lot of sand. So the Lord goes, I knew you in the wilderness. I know what's going on. And when it was a drought and you weren't getting things the way you wanted, I was there. I knew what was going on. But then you got blessed. And then you became satisfied because there was no longer a drought, but there was an abundance of crops. And you get all like, yeah, I'm going from -5 in my checking account to plus 55 in my checking account. That's a $60 swing, and I'm rocking and rolling. Here's the little bit of warning that you get from the Lord. When you get to a point when you have some sense of satisfaction, but there's nothing wrong with having a sense of satisfaction of where you're at in some of those things, though they will not give you the ultimate happiness. The difficulty comes for believers when they become satisfied, they become proud in their hearts because it's like there's a sense of accomplishment. It's not bizarre. It's pretty normal. The problem for the Christian that we've got to be careful of as believers is that we don't get to the point where we're so proud that we forget God and that God got us through the process. You see, he's reminding them, you know, when it wasn't good, you know, I was with you and I helped you and you were able to survive. And now that it's getting better and things are going well, I don't want you to forget me. And that's one of the great elements of truth in Scripture, especially in the Proverbs, when you see where the person prays and hopes that he's never too poor where he has to steal or too rich where he forgets God. Because that's a tough place to be. If the Lord blesses you, it's wonderful. Do not forget where that blessing comes from. When you were in a wilderness place, when you were in a drought, the Lord sustained you. When you are in abundance, the Lord is still the one sustaining you and needs to have that same level of recognition. It's one of those difficult, practical teachings to understand that you can become too full for your own good. Because what happens when people get to a certain point, you know, people are desperate. You know what happens when people are desperate? They call out to God. Have you noticed? I'll use this as an illustration, and if I'm wrong, you call me up on the show, and then I'll buy you a pastrami sandwich, okay? When people are in difficult health and facing potential life-threatening health issues, more calling out to God takes place at that time than any other. But you know what's not on an equal par? When you just finish a 30-minute workout and you get off the treadmill or the stair climber and you walk back to wherever it is you're going, you don't have that same amount of appreciation of the being alive and breathing the same way you did when the Lord delivered you from the desperate moment. Because I just worked out. I'm feeling great. The idea there is to not forget God at any stage of where you're at. Maybe the stage you're at right now is a drought. And if so, I don't sympathize with you. I empathize with you, having gone through several hundred that I can think of. The idea there is to grasp that it doesn't matter whether it's full or whether it's empty, whether it's half full or half empty. Get it? It's the same thing. The idea, see, half full, half empty, same thing. The idea is to understand that we cannot forget God wherever we are in the process. And the warning is for those that are doing well enough that they forget a little bit of their woes and put a little bit of pride in their heart, thinking, I did this. Careful. No nation, no person does without God giving breath and heartbeat. Never forget God in your processes, ever. You're never too full to remember the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I had one of my good friends make a suggestion, send me a text. I thought it was a really good one, so I'm going to bring it up on the air. Sometimes when I'll do a DDD, I'll mention the passage. And because it's radio, I don't think much about giving people a time to get there in case they want to kind of, you know, look along. So I'm going to try and give you the passage more than once to add a couple of seconds in there to give you a chance to look for it, maybe even give you a little bit of directional to try and help you get there, because I think that's probably a pretty good idea right there. This segment, although we're going to get into, probably won't get into that the same way. We'll do a DDD in the next segment. This one's actually entitled The Soul of Our Nation. Before we get there, I do want to remind you about my good friend Steve Wheeler and his wife, Coral, and they are the directors of Whitefields Ministries, and the commitment that Whitefield has made is just to take the gospel to the four corners of the earth by supporting rural pastors in places that have never heard of Jesus Christ. And these people go into these villages, and Whitefield supports them so that they can live in that community, and those people go there and they plant churches by putting up little lean-tos and putting a bunch of rocks together, and then they share and they go to each person. When you're talking about a village, I know people are thinking Gilligan's Island. Well, it's a village of like eight people. It's like, that is not how society goes, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's a village of maybe, you know, 1,000 people, you know, or more. Sometimes less, but I mean, it's a large amount. So the work takes a great deal of time and effort, and what Whitefields does is support these pastors while they're doing this. Then they don't support them the way that we live. I mean, the way that the America is, you know, you're thinking support a pastor, that's, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Just keep going up the list depending on what city you're in. These are pastors that get $300 to cover their entire family for a month. So it's, you know, this is some tight stuff. Check it out by going to whitefields.org. Just go to the website, check out the testimony, check out the video, check out the pictures, and get a feel for it. I mean, besides helping people with clean drinking water and networking people,
They're taking the gospel to the four corners, and it's a great way to connect, and we support that. Okay, this is going to be a little tougher. And I tell you when it's tougher because you need to know. I don't mind being honest. So we're going to play a little bit of music from our old friend Phil Kagi, and that will set this up. This is for the soul of our nation. Go ahead.
Who will speak up for the little ones, helpless and half abandoned? They've got a right to choose life they don't want to lose. I've got to speak up, won't you?
All right, so there's a few things that I, you know, I consider a couple of arenas in life there's a little more freedom than other people might think. I have a disagreement with church people from time to time on what's okay regarding movies, regarding entertainment. I mean, I have a different point of view, and I think, I don't know if it's because I grew up later or if I grew up in a different culture and then came into Christianity. I guess my take's just a bit different, but there's a couple things that I don't have a lot of room with and I don't put up with a lot. And one of those is the recreational process of abortion, which to me is simply the murder of children. I don't care what when a person tries to use the word fetus or human entity and they try to separate that from a human being. I don't care that they think that. I don't care that there's a ton of women out there who are just extremely selfish, self-centered, and are just too self-absorbed so that from a recreational point of view that they decide to get abortion. 97% of abortions, 97 out of 100 have to do with recreational decision-making. It doesn't have to do with the life of the mother. That's an absolute lie. And it doesn't have to do with, well, this person was raped. And they try and use all these exceptions all the time. Not one of those people, by the way, has ever helped a person who was raped by a family member or has ever helped, you know, any kind. And they're not into that. They're just into, it's all, you know, women's choice, women's choice, women's choice, which it's not pro-choice, because if you choose to keep the baby, you're a traitor. So there's no choice in pro-choice. That's a lie. It's just pro-murder, and that's what it is. And what bugs me the most is when you get a report like this. I waited a couple weeks to talk about this on purpose. Planned Parenthood, a wonderful facility that Satan adores, and any other political leader who adores them, had an undercover group go to contact 97 facilities. How many? 97. Do you know how many facilities out of 97 Planned Parenthood facilities? Do you know how many facilities were willing to work with the person who contacted them on prenatal care? After all, the big push from Planned Parenthood is we don't just do abortions. We do a whole bunch of other things. Okay? Well, out of 97, only 5 were willing to help with prenatal information and accessibility. So 92 were not willing to help with anything that promotes life. And when they called in Tempe, Arizona, and that just matters because I lived in Phoenix and Scottsdale and Paradise Valley and Glendale for 15 years, Planned Parenthood responded this way. Planned Parenthood offers abortions, so they don't offer prenatal care. That's what the receptionist at Planned Parenthood in Tempe, Arizona, told an actual live investigation group. We don't help. We offer abortions. We don't help with prenatal care. So their business is aborting life. And it's disgusting on too many levels to say. And I want you to be aware that if you think America is going to escape the judgment of God because he doesn't care about the womb, you should do a reread of Scripture all the way through so you can understand that the fruit of the womb is his reward, that children are the heritage of the Lord, and that children are God's property. And when a woman says, it's my body and I'll do with what I want, whatever I want, she's just being selfish
And I'm not talking about women who've gone through this process and come to the Lord for forgiveness, because there certainly is forgiveness. But I am talking about the more pig-headed women who are so defiant as to think that they are the most important entity on earth. Abortion, in its most common use, is the most selfish act in society. It's worse to me than a person taking their own life when they're older, because this is a person deciding that another person does not get a chance. And it's disgusting. And the news, in the media, completely complicit, completely blameful. You know, when there was that meeting between President Trump and that investigator, interviewer David Muir, and Donald Trump said, "Don't forget about the March for Life." The guy was like, "What March for Life? They don't care." And I'm not going to pull back punches on that, because I think it's absolutely absurd. I just want to point this out so you can know how much I feel that the media is complicit in this. In Revelation, you're not going to have a chance to follow this. Just listen. In Revelation 16, 13, 19, 20, and 2010, it talks about the false prophet. The false prophet is a propagandist for the beast. The beast is the machine that goes contrary to the things of God. The false prophet speaks for the beast, tells everybody the beast is great. Kind of interesting how the press always tells everybody how great Planned Parenthood is. Yes, there will be an actual false prophet and an actual beast, but there are the spirits of the false prophet and an actual spirit of the beast operating all around us. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If Jesus came now and gave the Sermon on the Mount, the press would crucify him. They are not your friend, no matter what you think. And they are complicit. They are absolutely partakers of murder in this country. It's disgusting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to go back into a DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There is nothing more powerful than a life of integrity. Nothing. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Nothing stands the tests of life like solid character. You can handle the blasts like a steer in a blizzard. The ice can form on your horns and you keep standing against the wind and the howling, raging blizzard, because Christ is at work deep within your spirit. The scripture reads, "Keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame." Whether we like it or not, others are watching and they are evaluating. A life of integrity speaks volumes to those who are observing us.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858 858-
858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Now, when these replay at night, we replay either the first hour or the second hour. Before, we were doing both hours, but, you know, we have room for people to, you know, purchase time. That's one of the things we do. And so if you're listening to this at night and this is the hour that we replay, I just want to say this real quickly. Just imagine that the darkness, all the darkness you see outside, is fog. Because that's about what's going on right now as I'm looking outside. It's like I can see the building next to me. Normally I can see the mountain range multiple miles away. I can see the building next to me. That's about it. I see in my future a very long travel with four pieces of rubber and an engine that goes. Instead of a soft journey, it will be long. That's all I'm saying, man. It's going to be forever and a day. Anyway, Excalibur Roofing helps people in all kinds of weather because they help with the roof. Now, you know, we have our famous commercial that won an award that plays about, you know, Noah and the Lord and talking about good roof. Here's the bottom line. All funnin' aside, Excalibur Roofing does excellent work. They have an excellent reputation, and they're just excellent people. If you've got anything going on where you need some help, you have some questions, you need an inspection, you need some remodeling, you need something going on in that roof realm, Excalibur Roofing is who you want to get a hold of. You call them at 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Or ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Facebook as well, Excalibur Roofing. Or if you shout really loud for Eric, because he is on roofs, you never know. I wouldn't count on it, but I have seen stranger things. It's a fact of life. I have seen stranger things. All right, let's get ready to do a DDD. I'll give you a heads up, as Ohio State Ron had a good suggestion, I thought. This is going to be in Hosea 14, 1 through 2. Hosea 14. So Hosea is in the Old Testament. So if you're at Malachi, take a left. Okay? If you're at Isaiah, take a right. I'm just helping you out to get there faster. It's chapter 14. I can't help you with the chapter numbers. If you can't figure out that 14 is after 13, I can't help you. Anyway, get to Hosea 14, 1 through 2. That's going to be where we're going to be going. The title of this one's going to be Offering of Lips. Did we come up with anything on this? That is not the sound I anticipated. That's all I'm going to give you. I did not expect that. Play that again. I want to hear that. It says, what is it? Where did you get that? This is the most bizarre.
In my car.
I could say now the show has hit new heights, but I would be lying through my teeth. Offering of lips, Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 through 2, says the following. Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled in your sin. Take words of repentance with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sin and accept what is good, so we may repay you with praise from our lips. It's out of the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled in your sin. Take words of repentance with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sin and accept what is good, so we may repay you
with praise from our lips. One of the great things about the kingdom of God and about the declaration and gospel that comes from Jesus Christ is Jesus has enabled us to make a quick return to the Lord. Unlike the Old Testament that did require a great deal more of procedure, in the New Testament, the New Covenant, we make that same access return now through the procedure of Jesus. And that's what you want. You want, instead of you coming up with your, I'm brilliant, I'll figure out how to do this, let's do it through the way that God provided, taking a part of him, his very self, and sacrificing it on our behalf, because the fact is we ain't that smart how to figure it out, and we need help. So he helps us. Why the New Covenant is so much better than the Old Covenant is simply this. The Old Covenant relies on God and us. The New Covenant relies on God and God and us saying, thank you, God. That's so much better. I mean, you get that? The Old Covenant, God's part, our part. New Covenant, God's part, and us going, thanks. Because other than that, it ain't going to happen. If God isn't doing it, and we're the origin of it, I can't even make my wife dinner without that teeny, teeny molecule of a thought going, yeah, she owes me. So I'm just saying. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but it's not that I don't do it because I don't. Of course I love her. I adore her. I love my wife more than any other human being on the planet. But I'm talking about the true, honest, pure self. And the closer I get to God, the more I realize, yikes, I need saving because I'm a mess. So anyway, we returned through Jesus Christ because what sin does inevitably is makes us stumble. That is one of the things that it says. For you have stumbled in your sin. That's what it does. I mean, it trips us up. And it's not, I'm not saying this to make you feel guilty. It trips us up. I mean, sin comes in, and if you're resisting and fighting against it to the point of shedding blood, you're doing a lot better than me, even though Scripture says most of us don't do that. Here's the bottom line, though. Sin is kind of like a tripwire. And you don't see where it's going to, you look up and you're walking, and it looks fine, then there's a tripwire, and you just fall over. It's like, oops. And sin's up there going, and we're on the ground going, this isn't good, I'm on the ground. So there's a stumbling that takes place for sin when we have sin active in our lives. And so the Scripture says, take the words. I love this. Take the words. Take this phrase to the Lord. Forgive all our sin. That's like, hey, you know when you come before the Lord? Okay, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour. We're going to talk about the laundry list and all this other stuff. Hey, you know it's a really great thing to start off with? Forgive me. just forgive me. You should start off with praise. That's the model Jesus set up. But somewhere in that prayer ought to be a good, honest, forgive me, for what I know and for what I don't know, which, by the way, is scriptural in the context that Israel had to offer sacrifices for known sins and sins of unknown or ignorant sins, where they didn't know what they were doing. It's like sometimes we do things contrary to God. We don't even realize it. So you just want it all covered. Like, Lord, everything inside of me, everything outside of me, anything with my hands, my feet, my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, my heart, my mind, anything, anywhere, forgive me. You can just say, Lord, all of it. I think that makes the same statement. But this is the part I wanted to get to, this cool little part right here. So that we may repay you with praise from our lips. Now, when it says we may repay you, you're not making an equal deposit compared to the deposit that the Lord's made on your side. When people read that into it, they're either literalists or just really bad theologians, or not even theologians. They're really bad interpreters, or they're just really bad, selfish, oriented people, because you'll never repay God for all the things he's done for you. You'll never give him more than he's given you because he gave Jesus Christ. That's it. The case is over. It's closed. It's done. But what he does say is that there can be this give back to the Lord, not an equal give back, but a give back from the praise of our lips. Praises is a way that God likes to be acknowledged for the graciousness that he's given us. And I can tell you right now, if you think that that's kind of bizarre, you are actually wired the exact same way. when I do make a dinner for my wife, and the way I make a dinner, by the way, is 1-800-PIZZA. But when I do it for my wife, and she does say thank you, it makes it all worth it. Or I appreciate that she gets it, or that I'm trying. In God's case, he's totally earned it, totally worthy of it, and just our praise is something he appreciates. So it's not that you're repaying the debt in full, but you're certainly saying thank you and acknowledging the greatness that God has given. And that's what you want to do. Hebrews 13:15, by the way, says, by him, therefore, referring to Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. That's why this is entitled the offering of lips. Our lips can offer up fruit of giving thanks and praising God, which he appreciates and which is a good response on our part for the graciousness that he's granted to us. Like I said, you'll never pay it back. But if you want the Lord to know you appreciate it, he tells you how right here in Hosea 14:1-2. You may repay with praise from your lips. So if you get it and you're getting it and you know the Lord's just given me so much and I'll never match that, I'll never do that. But one thing I will do, Lord, is I will do a better job praising you. I will do a better job thanking you. I will do a better job acknowledging you. Receive the praises of my lips as I offer them up as a sacrifice. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Maranatha Christian Schools is a premier college preparatory program serving preschool through 12th grade students in San Diego. Join us for our junior high and high school info night and elementary open house on Thursday, February 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. This is a perfect opportunity to get to know us and hear why our students are thriving in academics, athletics, performing arts, and our many programs. Our principals will be there to answer all of your questions. Maranatha Christian Schools is distinctly academic and undeniably Christian. For more information about Maranatha Christian Schools, open house, and info night on Thursday, February 16th, go to maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org. Or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. Are you a gentle person? Well, your answer to the following questions should help you make an honest evaluation. First, are you self-controlled? You need to rule your own spirit and not let your temper flare up. Are you angry only when God is dishonored? The things that should anger you are the things that dishonor him and hurt his reputation. Thirdly, do you always seek to make peace? Gentle people are peacemakers. They don't start fights. They end them. Fourth, do you accept criticism without retaliation? Whether the criticism is right or wrong, you don't strike back. And finally, do you have the right attitude toward the unsaved? God wants us to treat them especially with gentleness. Well, consider carefully your answers and commit yourself to grow in your gentleness. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Probably a good idea to let you know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is one of the methods to do that. As well, our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, as well as HisAppointment.com if you're looking for a challenging book that will challenge why you've been challenged. Best I can do on that. We are going to do, it's a Facebook post. I should say this, it's today's Facebook post, but it actually has a title. So before we get to the whole context of what I want to share, were you able to find a sound you think might work with this? I can't tell if that's just a really big car or wind. I'm going to go with wind. Okay.
That's got to sound like the freeway.
Yeah, a little bit like the freeway, like when I'm driving home every day.
I can't believe that guy cut me off.
Stop using your cell phone. Okay. I was just giving out what happens on the freeway. I'm there a long time. I get to see a lot of behavior. The title of this is actually, How Can This Be His Will? Right? As you are familiar with the Gospels, and we're not going to do a direct study out of this, but as you're familiar with the Gospels, you are aware that the disciples were with Jesus when Jesus told them that we are going to go over to the other side of the lake. Remember when they got into the boat and they're like, hey, we're going to go over the other side of the lake, Jesus said. We're going over there. I don't know if you are familiar with lakes or big lakes like the Great Lakes in Michigan, but I mean, they're pretty big. I mean, big enough to snap a large ship in half, right? Like the Edmund Fitzgerald, right? So they're in the boat and they're going to the other side. And we've discussed this before, but I want to make a point. It's a really important point because I just get that sense or that, you know, I don't know, pull or whatever you call it, or you know, some people in circles call it the feeling. Some say it's the leading of the Lord. I'm just going to say I'm responding to it because I think it's good. And that's that the disciples were with Jesus. And they told him, hey, we're going over to the other side of the lake. And the question arises, were these guys in the will of God? Right? Were they in the will of God? Absolutely in the will of God. In fact, while there are some that debate whether there is the good, better and best or perfect will of God, these guys could not possibly have been any more in the will of God, since it was the Son of God that just said, let's get in the boat, let's go on the other side. There's no room here to say anything other than they're in the will of God. Because Jesus, the Son of God, said, get in the boat, we're going over. So what happened? Remember the story in the Gospels? Was everything hunky-dory when they got in the boat and went to the other side? No. The winds howled against them, and the boat was filling up with water. The waves were beating against the boat, and it was a wreck, and it almost was an actual wreck. So would you consider this smooth sailing because they are in the perfect will of God? No, because these experienced fishermen didn't think that their circumstance was good in the water, and if somebody understood the perils of water, it would certainly be fishermen. And they were sure in their own minds that they were going to drown. I'm going to ask you this question again, then I want you to answer it. Were they in the will of God? You know they were in the will of God. You know it. And despite this,
everything around them was crashing down completely. Their life was as flashing before their eyes as anything else. They were fearful for their survival, and they were overwhelmed. Watch this. And they were in the will of God. Uh-oh! I've heard it said, just telling you what the book says. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write the story. Despite everything around them crashing down completely, and them being fearful survival for survival, and them being overwhelmed, they were in the will of God. Now, what's great about the story is that we get to see the love of God in action when Jesus saves them in the situation before the logical conclusion of their logical demise. And in fact, as we are testifying right now in our own lives, he is always there when we need him. Not in the timing we would ask, and not in the style or the method we would ask, but it is not our job to tell God when or how to do whatever he does. And even if the way or the journey that we're on is rough or tough or difficult or scary or overwhelming or crashing down, even if that's the case, we go through it trusting in the love of God, because we might be right in the middle of the will of God. You might be right in the middle of the perfect will of God. So there has to be a confidence and a trust in his love and in his faithfulness. How can this be his will? That's why he's God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. You're going to hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.